This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast.
Oh, yeah!
The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
All right, we're coming to you live from the side of Gillette Stadium, where we just wrapped up the Patriots and Panthers' first joint practice of the summer. This is Mike Dussault, joined by Paul Perillo, Evan Lazar for Patriots.com, here for another training camp cast to get you caught up on this practice. And today, guys, tempers ran a little hot, but I think we saw some good things out of the Patriots' offense a little bit, just a little bit of consistency, maybe not so much in the run game, but overall, Paul, I felt like it was a pretty good day for the Pats.
Yeah, I thought I was most impressed with the defense, too. We keep talking about, the defense looks good. Is that because the Patriots' offense is struggling? Well, I thought the defense today looked just like it does in most other training camp practices. I thought they had pretty good coverage. I thought the defensive line in particular really controlled most of the 11-on-11 play. I thought they had a lot of pressure on both Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. I thought the defense was really solid.
And Evan, for you, from the offense, what stood out to you today? Seemed like a pretty good day for Mac, and made some nice connections, especially with Devontae Parker.
This, to me, was the most in rhythm the passing game has looked. It wasn't always the most successful yet, especially on the ground, I would say. But in terms of the passing offense, I thought Mac looked the best throwing the ball down the field on time, in rhythm, hitting guys in the hands. A couple of good deep completions to Devontae Parker. Early on, they opened up with the play action period, and he was hitting guys. Jacoby Myers on a crosser, in cut to Tyquan Thornton. That fade down the sideline to Devontae Parker. Again, got that twice in this practice. A nice corner route to Jacoby as well later on. So a more aggressive, a more successful Mac Jones pushing the football down the field more in this practice than I think any other practice that we've seen all summer long. I know Paul might disagree with me a little bit on being so bullish on the passing offense, but I thought in general this was as in rhythm, as in sync as Mac Jones has looked all summer.
Yeah, I think a couple days of it. I mean, even yesterday's reduced session seemed a little bit of that. Still didn't love what I saw out of the running game. Weren't a lot of holes being opened up. Thought maybe, you know, the Patriots would have an option, an opportunity to do that. However, we're seeing now, as the fans are getting ready for autographs, but we did see a couple skirmishes, some people thrown out, Christian Wilkerson, Kendrick Bourne, later James Ferentz among the Patriots. I guess not totally surprising to see the tempers boil over. Paul, you've been doing these joint practices. Not an uncommon occurrence to see some of that.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it periodically. I thought today was a little bit more, like, extended. Chicago was probably the worst one I've seen in terms of an actual incident. But this one, it started, it boiled over, it continued. Then a couple of plays later, there was another one. Then a couple of plays after that, there was another one. I thought there were several opportunities that the coaches had to bring their teams together, sort of, you know, calm it down. It didn't really seem like that worked. And it wasn't until the very end, the last couple of team periods, where it seemed like they settled down and just went and played football. But, you know, the players and coaches talked at length yesterday about, you know, the desire to see somebody different and the competitive juices flowing. We saw a little of that today. And that's what I was most encouraged about, on both sides of the ball for the Patriots. Yeah, I do think the Patriots clearly had the better of play today, both offensively and defensively. I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah, so much to look at. At one point, there's six different group drills going on. You don't know where to look. Evan, any last thoughts here to take away from this practice before we take a look at tomorrow's joint session?
Yeah, just looking at my notes now about pressures, run stops, tackles for loss for the Patriots defense, I had quite a few of them just across the board in 11-on-11s. Matthew Judon in the backfield a bunch. I thought Devon Godshaw continues to be strong in the middle. Dietrich Wise had a few pressures, and then they started bringing some of the safety blitzes and a little bit more exotic looks as well and getting some pressure with those. It looked like that matchup last year in Week 9 against Carolina, where the Patriots just absolutely dominated the Panthers up front and held them to 6 points. This had a very similar feel. And if you're Carolina, if you're a Panthers beat reporter, us, but Carolina version of it, you come away from this practice just, I don't know what you get from this quarterback competition right now, because neither Baker Mayfield nor Sam Darnold practice particularly well. It looks like Baker is high on all of his throws. It looks like Sam Darnold is still seeing ghosts at times.
I think he's wide on all of his throws. Yeah. So it's not a good combination.
It's a shaky
wide.
But it does put in perspective, we've been harsh, and rightfully so, for some of these practices. The Patriots offense, Mac Jones, how he's looked this summer. Mac looked like the best quarterback on the field by far out here today compared to the two starters, whatever you want to call them, in Carolina. I know there's not the two best quarterbacks in the league or anything like that, but I think it does put some perspective on where the Patriots are and where Mac is, that he definitely outperformed two guys that are clearly struggling in Carolina.
Well, one day of joint practice is down. A couple more to go this week. We'll have tomorrow. We will be back on Patriots Unfiltered. So if you can't make it down here, it was a great crowd today. Lots of people down here enjoying this. We will be live starting at 9:15 tomorrow on Patriots.com. So we got you covered with all of that. So it should be another interesting day. See how the temperature is tomorrow in terms of the tempers and if they're able to settle in. But good day of work, and I'm sure productive as the coaching staff's able to get a look at the film. So that'll do it for this edition of the Camp Cast. We will catch you tomorrow.
Thank you for downloading this podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Google Play, and everywhere else you listen. Like the show? Please rate and review us. Listener comments and ratings help keep us high in the podcast rankings so new listeners can find us. Be sure to check Patriots.com for more news and more podcasts.